This is a WUKY News in-depth report.
As the excitement ramps up at the boys' Sweet 16 in Lexington this weekend, one man in the stands has a unique perspective when it comes to the everyday trials and triumphs behind the long journey that teams take to reach the hardwood at Rupp Arena. I caught up with him outside Rupp for a discussion about his book on Scott County High School's 2009-2010 season. I'm Josh James. I'm here with Keith O'Brien, the author of Outside Shot, Big Dreams, Hard Times, and One County's Quest for Basketball Greatness. Thanks for sitting down with us.
Thanks for having me, Josh.
First of all, what drew you to this story?
It's funny. I'm not a big basketball fan, and I was terrible at basketball myself. I had a horrible outside shot, so to speak, really bad jump shooter, and I was really short in high school. So I didn't come to this book from the perspective of basketball or of sports fanaticism. I was interested in telling a story through the vehicle of sports that would be something larger, something about who we are and where we are in American culture. And so I had been looking for a topic that would be a chance to tell that sort of story. And I stumbled on what you all know as the Sweet 16 and how, you know, every late February, early March, 270 teams enter the postseason, no matter what their record was in the regular season, and they whittle down to 16 teams that show up at Rupp Arena. And when these boys and men get here, they will get down on their knees and kiss the floor, and they will weep just because they made it here. And 20,000 fans will fill the arena, to watch a boys' basketball game at noon on a weekday. That is fascinating. That's a fascinating subculture. And the most interesting stories are always within subcultures. And so that's what ultimately drew me to this story.
What was it about Scott County High School specifically that got your attention?
Well, I wanted to tell the story through one team, one season. It would be a really bad way to tell this sort of story, which would be to pop around to 16 different high schools and write 16 different chapters. I wanted one narrative, one team. And so if you're going to do it that way, you need to have a school that's going to be somehow reflective of the Kentucky experience. So for me, that meant I wanted a rural school. I wanted a public school. Ideally, if I could find it, I wanted a county school, a school that represented an entire county where there was only one show in town, one game in town.
Talk about what you observed as far as the dynamics of the team itself and the coach, Billy Hicks, how they work together.
So Billy Hicks, as many of your listeners might know, is an iconic head coach. He's won over 800 wins now as a high school coach here in Kentucky, which makes him not only one of the most successful high school basketball coaches in Kentucky history, but one of the most successful high school basketball coaches in America. I mean, he is an icon, and he is a legend, and he is fascinating. Here's a man who stalks up and down the sidelines and hollers at the refs and hollers at his players and gets red-faced and is often mocked by opposing fans for doing all these things, and yet he won't curse his players. He never curses, which is fascinating.
And I imagine being so close to a team, you can't help but pulling for them the longer you observe them. How tense were you during these games?
My wife will tell you that I was extremely tense. She reminds me that, I was very uptight, almost like I was a coach of the team, but except I had no role to play whatsoever. I wasn't shooting the basketball. I obviously wasn't teaching anybody anything about shooting a basketball. So I was very tense about the outcomes of the games, partially because it affects my narrative that I have no control over. And, in order for this book to probably sell to a publisher, much less, become a success later, I sort of needed Scott County to do well. But also, too, as the season went on and the months passed, and I, lived essentially with these boys, you couldn't help but root for them. They had so much at stake that was so much bigger than just the outcome of the basketball game, so much more than just will that shot fall. And I think that's what made them interesting characters. They had things to gain and things to prove that they thought they could do through a basketball game, but were so much larger than a basketball game.
Keith O'Brien, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thanks for having me, Josh.
For WUKY News, I'm Josh James.